Good morning. I'm Matt Jordan here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. And joining me here on this Friday, the last day of the month of March, is Ron Bryce, Representative Ron Bryce. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hi, Matt. Good to be here. I didn't realize it was the last day of March. That's correct.
Yeah, tomorrow is the day you got to watch out for. Because that first day of April, people like to, you know, play a couple practical jokes.
Oh, I've been joked several times on April 1st.
Yeah, I've done some joking on April 1st. So, all right. Well, how are things? You know, you guys are kind of coming into the final days of the first part of the legislative session, and then feel like you're going to cram a lot of stuff into a few days. You get a couple weeks off, you come back and work on some more stuff. So first impressions from you on how this whole thing has been.
Wow, it has been such a gratifying experience for me. I'm so proud to be serving the people of Montgomery County, District 11. I can't hardly believe we're coming to the end of the session. Really, we have four more days next week until there's the first, what they call first adjournment, and then we're off for a couple of weeks while the governor decides which bills she signs and which bills she vetoes. And then we come back the end of April for an undetermined period of time and see if we can override any of the vetoes. And there are probably going to be several veto override attempts. There are several votes. You know, in the House, we have to get two-thirds majority to override a veto, and that would be, the number is 84 votes because there's 125 members, and a lot of the votes have been about 83 82 84, so there's some going to be some political maneuvering probably, and some people being, you know, given a talking to, but we'll see. But overall, it's been such a positive experience for me. I just can't say that enough. If anybody has a chance to visit in Topeka and see the State House, I'd love to show you around. But it's been, I kind of went into it just with an attitude of, well, it's going to be a little bit of drudgery. It's going to, you know, public service, and I'm going to do my duty and so forth. But it's just been fun. And I almost hate to say fun, but I don't want to give the wrong impression, but it's just been an honor to work on these issues, work on tax cuts, work on the issues that are dear to me, like the issue of life issues and taking care of children and health care, and being able to be a part of that. Even though I'm only one out of 125 representatives, I really am feeling to be a part of the conversation and building coalitions around these things. And so I'm just appreciative.
All right. Well, yeah, that's good to hear. And, you know, I imagine there's ups, there's downs, you know, like with everything. And before we kind of continue on, I do want to open it up to the listeners out there. If they would like to call and ask Ron a question here about anything going on legislative wise and kind of his first 3 weeks, 4 weeks of 4 months of serving here. Right. You can do that 251-6909. So if you want to give us a call there, we will take those calls. But as we work through, Ron, what's some things that you've worked on, you touched on a little bit, worked on early that you're hoping to see passed or know that you're going to need to continue to work on?
Yeah, well, this week I would like to talk about several things that have passed this week in the House that I think are influential. But I think for me personally, the biggest thing as a freshman legislator was the honor of carrying the Infants Born Alive bill in the House of Representatives. And I will say part of that was also the lowest point, and part of it was the highest point for me, because I'm just passionate about taking care of our children, especially infants that are born alive after abortion. I've taken care of them as a medical doctor. And the low point, I think, was when we had the voice vote on that, and I heard several members of the other party just screaming no, that they wanted the infants to be killed or left alone to die. And my heart was just sunk with that. And I can't imagine the hardness of heart that they might have. But it's also a very, very much an opportunity for me and to stand up for what I believe in, stand up for the values I believe in, stand up for life. And I don't take that lightly. This is not a game, you know. Some of it's political maneuvering here and there, and it's almost entertaining sometimes, but there's some real issues that strike to the heart of why I even am here, why I exist. And so that was one issue that was really a high point and a low point for me. But I'll just say, this week in the legislature, we've passed several bills, and I wanted to say One of them that I'm very proud of is the tax cut bill, because as you may know, one of the main reasons I went to Topeka was try to work on tax cuts. So this year we passed out of the House. And by the way, when you pass something, things keep rising from the dead, so to speak. You know, you pass it in committee, you pass it in the House, they pass it in the Senate, then there's a conference committee, and then it comes back for a veto session. So things keep popping up, and you vote several times and have several bites at the apple to change them. But what passed in the House this week was a tax cut bill, and it cuts property taxes. The mill levy valuation used to be around 1996. It was $20,000, and I think it was 2022 went to $40,000. We're going up to $80,000 at the exemption for property taxes, and I think that'll give every property owner in the state some property tax relief, because as we know, the valuations have gone up on almost everybody's property, and they're paying higher taxes, so this will alleviate that some. There's the sales tax also, and we have had a plan to phase out sales tax on food over about 3 years. We've accelerated that, so July 1st we'll have the state portion of sales tax on food completely exempted. So people should see a little relief at the grocery stores. And then there's income tax relief. We've increased the standard deduction and income tax so that everybody in the state who pays income tax will have an income tax reduction. And also we're in this is something that it was kind of a hidden increase in taxes there. We had a standard deduction that was not indexed for inflation. Now it is. If this passes through and the governor signs it, it'll be indexed for inflation. So every year your deduction will increase a little bit according to inflation so that it doesn't stay low and 10 years later that, you know, it's almost obsolete. Another thing that people are really concerned about was the Social Security income tax. At $75,000, if you make less than $75,000, you pay zero income tax on Social Security. If you make $75,001, you pay 100% tax on your Social Security commitment. So we leveled out that. It was considered a cliff, or you know, you just made that one extra dollar and you had to pay hundreds or thousands of dollars in taxes. So we leveled that out so it goes up to $100,000 gradually. People in Social Security can pay a graduated rate. And so I think when you look at all of that, there's a corporate income tax deduction lowering of 1%. It was already in the works to reduce that by 0.5% with these APEX, the APEX. Large corporations moving into the state, we're going to reduce the corporate income tax according to that. We've accelerated that, so we just reduce 1% and don't wait for the 2.5% reductions as those things develop. So I'm really, really happy about that. I'm also happy that one thing we did for the veterans and property taxes is if you're a disabled veteran, the House passed this week where you don't pay property taxes. And then if you're not paying property taxes and you pass away, your spouse continues to not pay property taxes. So a lot of things we're trying to do for the veterans, a lot of things we're trying to do for the taxpayers. And I'm happy with a lot of things we did this week. We passed probably about 50 bills this week, probably 700, 800 total that are in the works. Sometimes it's even hard to remember which ones are which by the numbers. You know, people ask, what about that bill 2183? And I'm, you know, you have to think, well, which one is that? Because there are hundreds of them. But probably by the end of the session, we will have passed about 100 of those, and we'll see what the governor does. And I'm just really gratified to be part of this process, because I think it's like when you go to a basketball game. Yeah, I don't know, Matt, if you've ever, you know, when you go to a game, and if you're the player, you're down on the court, you're sweating, you smell the other team, you know, and you're working hard and your legs are rubbery from exhaustion. It's a totally different game from the people in the stands that are eating popcorn and drinking a Dr. Pepper, you know. And so I'm kind of glad to get the perspective of people that are participating, and it does give you a different perspective, and I'm just honored to be there.
Yeah. You know, one thing that, which I like the analogy, by the way. What about me? I'm the guy that's calling the game. So I had the same role, because now I'm the guy that's interviewing the guy that's playing.
You'd be like some kind of an attorney on the sidelines,
right,
there.
There you go. One thing that I enjoy, and for those of you who don't follow your legislative Facebook page, you do a really good job of like scrapbooking, so to speak, what you do throughout, like the videos you post and things that go on and people that come in and the you know, the different people you see or different things that go on. So I think that's pretty entertaining, just kind of to watch all the happenings of what you kind of do on a daily basis.
Yeah, when I started out, I thought about doing a newsletter and sending it out or emailing it out, and I thought, I want to do something a little different. I'm a new guy. I'm just going to try something. So I created the Ron Bryce for Kansas Facebook page, and I try to do every couple of days, I do a video kind of on the scene, you know, maybe after hours, maybe it'll be late at night. I'll be finishing up some work and the Capitol will be empty, and I'll just go in the rotunda and just talk about the bills that we did for the day and kind of some perspective on that. And I try to interview some people that are just kind of behind the scenes there. And if anybody comes and visits, I try to include them in it too. But it's just my way of trying to communicate, because I think one of my main jobs as a legislator is to communicate with the constituents. I want them to know that I have their values, I have their backs, and I'm working hard to fight for that. An emailed newsletter is fine, but I just think nowadays, I guess technology, a video, sometimes people can just look at it on their phone or at their convenience, and so that's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah, I thought that was a unique approach. You know, we get the Peck perspective from Virgil, and so
the Blex Bites. Yeah, Blex Bites too.
Yep. Yeah. So you need a catchy name for yours.
What do you suggest?
Maybe I don't know.
We should call in on that.
Yeah, we'll think about it. We'll brainstorm here amongst ourselves. And James is pretty creative, so maybe he can come up with something. So, well, as we kind of work to towards the end, to the 8 o'clock hour, any goals for the rest of this session and just for you going forward? Maybe some things that you wanted to get accomplished that you didn't in the first bit, or some things that while you saw things transpire and kind of got your feet wet, now you've gone, oh, well, now I'd like to accomplish this or anything.
I know exactly what I'd like to say. There's a bill that I introduced in the Federal and State Affairs Committee. It's the National Motto Bill, and it basically went nowhere. And I'm learning the system. I'm learning how to collaborate and build coalitions and get people interested in what I'm doing. So next session, I plan to work hard this summer and between sessions, but next session I want to reintroduce the National Motto Bill. And what that is, I've been concerned for some time that, you know, we have a lot of diversity emphasis, and there's some good in that. We want different people from different perspectives and in organizations and businesses and so forth. But if diversity does not also have a combination in common with a unifying theme, then diversity just leads to chaos. And that's what I feel, that's what I'm afraid is happening in our society and in the United States in general, is we are so walled off, we're so diversified by category, that we need a unifying theme to hold us together to counterbalance that diversity. And so the idea is, we have a national motto, In God We Trust. And we've had it for 150 years on our coins. It's been officially passed by Congress decades ago as the national motto. And I would like to have that in the public institutions like schools, and just try to emphasize that we do have a common theme, In God We Trust. We don't define God, you know. If you're an atheist, atheism can be your God. That's fine. But In God We Trust, we have a theme of there's something higher than self that we serve and that we work toward. And so I'd like to, on kind of a philosophical level, it's very important to me, and I'd like to have that bill reintroduced, and I'm going to work hard to explain it. I haven't explained it well enough to a lot of my colleagues, but that's something I'm going to be working on this summer. And I want to do that because we're just being torn apart in so many areas in society, and we're losing a lot of our traditions, our values, our American founding. And so it's just an attempt to unify us and then include diversity within that. Diversity with unity will make us very resilient and prosperous as a nation, I believe.
Yeah, I think people can agree with that, you know. We appreciate you coming on this morning, and enjoy your final month or so of the first part of the session, and then and then enjoy your break, and then we'll be back.
Well, come up, see me. We'll have a cup of coffee.
Yeah, well, absolutely. I'm sure you mentioned late nights. I'm sure coffee comes in handy during those late nights.
It's the fuel of the legislature, yes.
All right. Well, Ron, again, thank you for coming in this morning. Always look forward to having you on the air and kind of discussing things. We look forward to seeing you next month.
Great. Thank you so much.